Now we'll return to item 10, discussion and possible action on the Southern Lakes and Leisure proposed deal points for water access. Kent Rendy.
Mr. Chairman, as the board will recall, a year ago this last May, we had some developers from Possum Kingdom and Granbury that brought forward their proposed developments that they were looking at the time anyway for the board at least to listen to and see what they were possibly looking at doing. For the last, oh, probably 18 months or so, we've been working with Oscar Ron and Ray Horelick over here to the side with Southern Lakes and Leisure on a development that they're proposing with the Allen Ritchie Ranch properties that they purchased up at Possum Kingdom. And our interplay with this as much as anything is water access for that development and the folks that move in there. Certainly, that's a key thing for their development proposal. We have been working and negotiating with them potential deal points for that water access that I'd like to at least review with the board so that you understand that. If you approve of those deal points, then we will finalize, work to finalize a commercial lease with them and then move that forward for FERC approval as well. Next slide, please. This is just a depiction pretty much of the area that they're looking at developing, probably roughly, I think Oscar tells me, between 1,000 and 1,500 pieces of property roughly up there in the development, different sites. The A, B, C, and D are the areas that we're working with them, rough areas anyway, for water access, and I'll review those. Area A will be the largest one. That's where their dry stack storage and that would be proposed to be built. The other three areas would be just for single boat ramps for water access for the development purposes.
Before you get off that map, what kind of water depths are up there between B and C and up around D?
Oscar, you want to answer that, or Mike? You probably think you've looked at that pretty hard.
We looked at it with representatives from Mike's office, and we're looking at the sites were specific to the areas where we found between 12 and 16 feet of water depth, and that's at not quite at full lake levels.
Okay, say that again. How many?
12 to 16. 16 feet of
12 to 16 feet, and that's at about, say, 998?
I believe that's correct.
And that's right there at the facility itself?
Yes, sir. That's the specific site we're located in.
Okay.
So, with those water depths.
Okay. So it does get deeper out there than in the channel area.
Right. You have to pick your sites very carefully, and the channel is very narrow to deep water.
Okay.
Some of the channel depths go from 20 to 30 feet out from the sites.
Okay, next slide. Things that we've looked at as far as a leasehold interest of this, of the areas that we're looking at for the BOA. Number one, a dry stack boat launch and single lane low water ramp with courtesy dock access up to 10% dry stack capacity, not to exceed 50 total slips. Number one for that one area roughly in A. And that is approximately about 1.74 acres of land there. Also, as I mentioned, three additional single lane boat launches and courtesy piers. This next issue, the 50-year lease on recommended lease form developed by Canyon Hangar, we realize that this is dramatically different than what we've just talked about, certainly with the residential leases of 20 and 10. Based on the time that we've been working with these folks, based on the fact that it's a commercial lease, additionally, it's this area that we would be leasing is all within the FERC project area, and that we felt like that a 50-year lease was probably the right thing to do, was compatible probably with the development they wanted to do. And as we've seen with a divestiture anyway, hopefully that portion of it being a commercial lease and certainly all part of the project area, FERC project area, would eliminate any type of divestiture of that property because we did have concerns with that.
Okay, let me ask a question there. You're going to give them a 50-year lease. What's going to, are we going to be doing 50-year leases for all the commercial sites on the lake?
That's not the intent right now, sir. The specific to this development and this issue, we do have one other entity that I'm aware of with Mike Strategic Real Estate Group that has come in behind Centex at the Willingham Ranch, potentially want to develop that property. So that would be one other one of a large development type thing that we'd be looking at 50 years, but not, we really haven't, and I don't think we'd want to consider a 50-year lease for most of the commercial entities up there.
Well, Lee, do you feel comfortable that we can differentiate between a 50-year lease for this group and a 30-year lease for another group? If it's both considered within the FERC project area and it's both considered commercial leases?
We labored with this a lot. I think the reason that staff came to you with the 50 years is twofold. One, because there was ongoing negotiations, and I think we're perfectly comfortable having a cutoff point. I mean, there are folks that we have yet to negotiate with, and I feel like our position from a staff perspective is these folks got in the window of those negotiations. And it seems to us from an equity standpoint that's the right thing to do. Point two, this is a residential subdivision that needs access to the water. I suspect that it may be an issue that as we see other residential subdivisions come forth, if I'm an individual and I'm buying a piece of fee simple property to get lake access, my expectation is that this is going to be a long-term deal. So to us, we felt like that type of commercial agreement that was guaranteeing folks in a residential subdivision access to the water is a little different than someone who's, say, leasing a place for a marina or a restaurant or that sort of thing. So based on those two things, I don't think we're prepared at this point to say there ought to be 50-year deals in the event it's residential. I think we need to look at that. I think we're not ready to make a definitive representation to y'all with regard to commercial leases. That's still a work in progress depending on what happens with everything else that we're doing. But we felt as though because these people came to us in good faith and have been negotiating over a 2-year window, they want to move on and start selling lots. We felt like coming forth and doing this deal probably made sense. But I think we can differentiate it.
I just knowing that a lot of the or several of the people that were behind the divestiture legislation in Austin represented commercial interests, I don't want to get into a deal with 50-year leases and you know where I'm going.
No, I understand exactly. And the other key factor that Kent raised was my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike Iltis, is this land is within the FERC project area. Is that correct? And it's our understanding that even if divestiture goes down, we're not going to sell land that's in that FERC project area. That, in fact, our FERC council says FERC won't allow us to do that. So we feel like this particular tract would not be subject to divestiture, even if divestiture was stretched to include commercial property. Is that, Matt, are you okay with that concept, Mike? That is at least what we've discussed internally.
So you feel confident then that FERC will always be a player?
I don't know. I mean, I feel confident that they are right now and that we're governed by what they have to offer. But I do not feel comfortable guaranteeing you that at some point things may not change.
Okay. What happens to FERC if you mothball the hydroelectric?
Our understanding is we have to go through a decommissioning process. We have consulted with outside counsel, and we're waiting to get an answer back to how long the decommissioning process takes and what happens to FERC. I don't know the specific answer in terms of a time frame to that question.
Okay. Another issue with the leasehold interest with the lessee has agreed to participate as well. We'll participate in the Adopt a Shoreline program that we have at the lake. Next slide, please. Other considerations in this agreement of negotiation anyway. First of all, there's some exclusive use language within the project area that's in the deed that the folks have to the property that will basically have to be removed from that. That's part of the FERC area in there, an exclusive use that they will not have, and that's going to be pulled from the deed. And we've been working that, Riley's been working that as well with them. When it comes to the leasehold interest dollar value, what we have, at least the staff has considered based on much of the conversations that we've had with you, the board, and certainly going through the rate methodology for the residential lease rates and that, and what we've talked about is a one-time initiation payment for the leasehold purchase, and that would be a payment of the fair market value unencumbered piece of property in each of these areas for the access that would show water access as well on the appraisal. And we would determine that by an MAI appraiser that the authority would hire And then there'd be an annual lease payment after that of, we've just gone immediately to 6% of the appraised fair market value, the value of the property, and update that with an appraisal every 5 years. Things within the deed and lease covenants, subdivision restrictions, rules and regulations would have these items in there. There'd be no residential water permits or private on-water facilities, and the each homeowner would comply with the authority rules and regulations. Next slide. Additional requirements, survey, appraisal, and any associated FERC costs would be paid for by the developer. Coordination with the federal agencies and state agencies prior to FERC would be required. Oscar and Ray are aware of that. We've talked that with them in that process. And then any FERC associated costs would be paid for by a developer as well, and this would require FERC approval. So if you have any other questions, that pretty much covers the deal points. I'm ready to read the resolution unless you want to talk about this issue more. We intend to, if you do approve these deal points, to move forward yet with them to continue with the negotiations to finalize a commercial lease and then take that through FERC.
Will this resolution authorize a 50-year lease?
Yes. Unless you want to change that, we can certainly do that, but that's what's in there at this time.
I understand the desire to get a 50-year lease for the folks that are purchasing land up there. But I'm very concerned about setting a precedent. And I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but we talked today about our concern with 50-year leases. And whether it's residential or commercial, at this point, because of a lot of the unknowns, FERC, the legislative process, divestiture, I'm concerned with authorizing 50-year lease.
And don't forget mothballing, possible mothballing.
I'm concerned about a 50-year lease. If I'm the only one with that concern, then I'll bow to the judgment of my fellow board members. But
I guess I'm not sure what the advantage to BRA is for putting in 50 versus 30. And it seems to me that if they're going to put in 50, there ought to be a big advantage to the BRA for doing it. Maybe there is one, I'm just saying I don't understand what that is.
Well, I'm just not sure about the precedent sets either with some of these other folks that are going to be asking for their lease to be renewed or reworked.
I understand.
What would be your recommendation, Wade?
Go back to 30.
20 and a 10. I'm agreeing with you, Wade. We need to be consistent, particularly if we get into this commercial lease methodology. And you've been the proponent of 20 and 10 all along. I'm with you.
Any other comments?
Well, I have a tendency to agree because I understand the individual situation, but I also understand perception. And I think if we're not consistent, we're going to spend all of our lawyers' time explaining why this was, you know, was the exception. And we spend too much time on it as it is.
Well, we haven't done the commercial lease yet. We haven't done this.
Oh, I know, but it's they're going to have to be.
I would support 2010.
Is it a marketing concern or a finance concern?
You want to answer that, Oscar?
It's actually not a financing concern at all. And this is actually, these leases will go to the Property Owners Association. It's just for people that purchase property and have some predictability. And they're not leases. These are very small. Probably most of these sites are less than a quarter.
That's why.
One other thing I'd like to point out is the dry stack facility is on feet. This is the lane that goes to the left. So it's action for property owner association use.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. My question.
We can change it.
Well, I don't have a problem with the 50-year lease for the purposes that he specified, but because we haven't outlined and really developed a policy for the commercial leases, I feel uncomfortable going outside of what we have established in the past and doing a 50-year lease, when I think that could turn around and come back to bite us with some of the folks that have been outspoken opponents to the BRA's philosophy. And that's why I think it ought to stay at the 2010.
I'm sorry, Bill.
I was just going to say, I'll solve part of the problem. Has anybody moved that this be passed?
No.
Amendments are not in order until it's moved to be passed, so I hold my amendment.
It's still staff draft right now.
Yeah. If it is presented in its present form, I'll offer an amendment to change it. So.
Okay. It's already changed.
Already changed. Okay.
I had written a change here to read it, but if they get it, it's even better.
So I guess we need a motion then?
Well, it's been read in one way. So Laura Lee,
I haven't read the resolution yet.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer, right. Just bring the next slide up if I could. Let me take a look at it. 10-year extension option. Yeah, okay. I think that does.
All right, go ahead, then, Kurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the Southern Lakes and Leisure LLC proposed deal points for water access listed as follows. Leasehold interest, dry stack boat launch and single lane water ramp with the courtesy dock access, 1.74 acres more or less. Will include contractual stipulation that the BRA will authorize up to 10% of total dry stack capacity as courtesy slips in an amount not to exceed 50, authorization granted as the dry stack capacity is constructed. 3 single lane boat launches and courtesy piers, 20-year lease with a 10-year extension option lease on recommended lease form developed by Canty and Hanger, boat ramp access as agreed upon by Brazos River Authority staff, agreement in no way constitutes any representation that additional BRA shoreline property will be leased, lessee will participate in the Adopt a Shoreline program as stipulated in the Possum Kingdom Lake Adopt a Shoreline pamphlet. Consideration, removal of any existing use agreements / reservations contained in the deed which encumber BRA property. One-time initiation payment for purchase of the leasehold estate at fair market value. Fair market value will be determined by an MAI appraiser hired by the BRA. Annual lease payment shall be 6% of the appraised fair market value of the property, with the value of the property being updated at 5-year intervals. Deed and lease covenants, subdivision restrictions, rules and regulations, no occupation of BRA property by homeowners of the subdivision, no accommodation for residential water permits, no accommodation for private on-water facilities. Homeowners shall comply with rules and regulations established from time to time by BRA. Additional requirements, any and all survey costs will be paid for by the developer. Any and all appraisal costs will be paid for by the developer. Any and all cost of obtaining FERC approvals will be paid for by the developer. Any coordination with state federal agencies required by FERC must be accomplished by the developer at the developer's expense. FERC approval and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager / CEO is authorized to negotiate and execute a commercial lease for water access with Southern Lakes and Leisure LLC based upon the proposed deal points listed above and subject to FERC approval.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Ellison. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Robert. Hold. Board, please.
Director.
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carrado?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
I'm sorry, Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.